Should we be worrying a lot more than we have been over the bad news on housing?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. There's an unsettling report being carried this morning by London's Daily Telegraph, warning that the global economy could yet take a big hit from the slump in the housing market. A major investment bank says it's a lot more serious than widely believed because falling prices could hurt the old reliable American consumer who's been providing the fuel for the world's economic engine. Ironically, on the other side of the pond in Britain, shares in home building companies are soaring. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more from London.
What a difference between the British and American housing markets. The boom has lasted a decade here and house prices are still surging. So are the profits of the house building companies and so is the urge to merge. Two leading firms have just announced a deal to create Britain's biggest house builder. Oddly enough, this merger has been partly fueled by problems in the US, says analyst Liz Wynne Roberts.
They both have exposure to the US housing market, which, as we know, is in decline. And this would actually be very good cost savings over there and, of course, over here.
Between them, the two companies build around 9,000 houses a year in the US. Fortunately for their shareholders, they build more than 20,000 in the UK. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Wall Street was already rattled yesterday by discouraging numbers on new home sales. That sent the Dow down 12 points to 12,469. But the Nasdaq rallied, closing up 7 to 2,455. And the S&P 500 managed to finish up a point at 1,437.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Medtronic, applauding the many contributions of America's volunteers. You can find volunteer opportunities in your community today by visiting volunteermatch.org. And by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
Into every federal budget, a little rain must fall. In this case, about $38 million worth of rain. That's the estimated cost of repairs to seven missile silos that were under construction in Alaska last summer. There was an unusual amount of rainfall that waterlogged the electronics, and fixing that is part of the Pentagon's $10 billion request for the next phase of the nation's missile defense system. A House subcommittee meets today to consider the funding. Now, despite the flooded silos, the same construction company, Boeing, has been given another contract to build more of them. And that's got government watchdog Nick Schwellenbach at the Project on Government Oversight wondering why.
You've got to question the decision to award them a $100 million contract to build a new missile field when the ones that they were building didn't last very long. These silos are supposed to last for decades. They're not cheap. So you would think you'd build these silos to like withstand some rain. So hopefully this next field that they'll build will actually be able to deal with a little bit of rain.
The Missile Defense Agency says the flooding was due to unprecedented rainfall that couldn't have been anticipated, and the Pentagon statement clears Boeing of any fault. Utility companies are lining up for federal subsidies that will help power up plans for more than 30 nuclear reactors in the country. Just for the record, there have been no reactors ordered here in the U.S. since things went haywire at Three Mile Island back in 1979. Looking for a spot at the head of the line is the country's largest public utility, the Tennessee Valley Authority. TVA officials have been telling energy agencies that more nuclear power will be needed to meet increasing energy demand in the southeast. Blake Farmer begins our story in the TVA town of Spring City, Tennessee.
Spring City would probably fade into the backdrop of rural America, except that it sits next door to the newest and most expensive nuclear reactor in the country. Watts Bar came online in 1996 to the tune of $6 billion. There's also an unfinished reactor there, and TVA's considering spending a couple billion to fire it up. Wendy Behrman is the lone employee of the Spring City Chamber of Commerce. She calls TVA a good partner and says most of the 2,400 people here feel safe living near a nuclear reactor.
The only time it's an issue is at noon on the first Wednesday of the month when the siren goes off. That's it. They test the sirens.
There isn't much economic development that isn't tied to the plant here. Not everyone in the neighborhood is so receptive to atom splitting. Driving around town, activist Ann Harris says utilities use job growth to sell the idea of planting reactors in depressed regions.
The industry has made the South a dumping ground for stuff that they don't want to live with.
Harris is with the nuclear whistleblower group We the People. She's a former TVA employee who helped build the Watts Bar reactor, an experience that's left her disillusioned with nuclear power.
It's just a crappy way to boil water. The worst of it is they can't get all this crap back in the little bottle whenever they spilled it all out.
That kind of thinking puts utilities that want to expand nuclear energy at odds with many communities, says Robert Bryce, managing editor of the Energy Tribune. He says many still fear the effects of radioactive waste. Though the threat is real, Bryce says it's a choice between carbon-puffing coal and nuclear power. He says wind and solar energy don't have the capacity to meet demand.
Every energy source has some negative effects. You've got to pick your poison.
Despite the momentum building behind nuclear power, Bryce says investors have been burned by nuclear in the past. That's part of the reason Washington is offering billions in incentives for new reactors. TVA itself is still crawling out from $25 billion in debt, largely taken on because of an overly ambitious plan to expand nuclear power in the 70s. I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
When it comes to reporting financial news these days, we've got lots of company and the information consumer has plenty of choices. Well, add yet another source to the list. Canada's Thomson Financial is putting the finishing touches on a global news service it will offer to clients this spring. The Financial Times says it's part of a move by Thomson to compete more extensively with rivals Bloomberg and Reuters. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. Speaking of information, if you're wishing you could get us to repeat something you just heard, you can refer back to all our programs yourself at marketplace.org. Great to have you with us this morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.